Hello, this is John Smallwood. Today I'm going to talk about the 2017 Tax Cuts and Job Act. As I record this, this is still has to be voted on, but this is what came out on Friday, December 15th. And I have so many questions that I've been hearing from so many people that I thought it would be best for me to do this on a quick basis, record it, get it out to everybody so they can view it on their own time, while they're on a train or while they're in their offices or they're at the gym or whatever it is. Wanted to provide this great information to you. As always, this is not true because this is not signed into law yet. All of this is subject to change, and the tax numbers and everything I'm going to talk about have not been reviewed by an accountant. So I want you, this is an insight to get ideas on how this new tax law is going to potentially impact your bottom line. So here's the summary. The top tax bracket is reduced from 39.6 to 37%. The corporate rate is down from 35 to 21%, and pass-through entities, S-corps, LLCs, etc., can potentially be taxed at 21%. As I see it now, lawyers, doctors, financial advisors appear to be excluded from the 21% bracket. Bummer. Student loan deduction is preserved. Mortgage interest deduction is limited to $750. But existing mortgage holders will be able to continue to deduct the $1 million mortgages if you have that. State and local taxes will be limited to $10,000, and the standard deduction for a married couple is increased to $24,000. Lots of other changes, lots of other nuances, but these are the things that I wanted to focus on today. And as we get more information, we're going to provide more information to you, so that you have a better clarity and better understanding of what's happening. I thought it would be best to create four unique client types that we see consistently that I thought would be helpful. So we've got a retired person. We have somebody, a husband and wife with all W-2 income. We have a big W-2 income. And then we have a pass-through owner of a company, an SLLC, etc. I'm going to go through this fast. If I mumble or whatever, you can stop, pause, go back, and rewind. The retired couple, the scenario, the assumption is we've got $45,000 of combined Social Security. We've got pension income of $60,000, IRA distributions of $45,000, taxable portfolio income, dividends, interest, capital gains of about $32,000, no mortgage, real estate taxes of $15,000, and based on the calculation that I was using, this scenario would produce only about $502 worth of New Jersey tax. So this is a snapshot of how this person's tax return on the front page may look. So here's that $32,000 worth of portfolio, taxable portfolio income. Here's where the IRA distributions are sitting in. Here's $60,000 from pensions and annuities that are taxable. And you'll notice this particular scenario, $45,000 worth of Social Security, 85% of it being taxed, or $38,250. So the gross taxable income on the return is $176,000. The schedule of the deductions, what you would see, is about $302 for New Jersey, in this particular case, or your state, and $15,000 in real estate taxes. Now you go over to the second page of the tax return, you'd see the adjusted gross income from the previous page of $176,000, less the itemized deductions brings the taxable income down to $161,000. Apply the exemptions of $8,100, that's the two personal exemptions, and taxable income is $153,000, producing about $27,426 of federal tax. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each of the scenarios, and then I've created a visual that will show each tax compared with the new tax. So this is the retired couple. The all W-2 scenario, imagine for a moment you're married, you and your spouse are collectively earning $375,000. You're both maxing out your 401k contribution. You're below the age of 50, so it's the $18,000. You have a mortgage for $650,000. You're paying real estate taxes of $22,000. And your state income tax is about $17,000. And you have three kids. So after the two 401k deductions, assuming you have no other income sources, you'd have $339,000 worth of income. Your itemized deductions, you would see $17,000 for income taxes, real estate taxes at $22,000, and the $650,000 mortgage is producing around $28,908 worth of interest. So here you see the $339,000, you see the itemized deductions of $68,000, you see the exemptions because they've got a bunch of kids, bringing the taxable income down to $255,000, creating a tax of $59,000. With an alternative minimum tax of $10,594, resulting in $70,000 worth of tax. In the new law, the proposals for AMT are less than where they are, but there's still potentially an AMT issue, but we'll dive into that as we move forward. This is the big W-2 scenario that I've created, where you have a big salary and bonus income consisting of about $1.3 million, maxing out the 401k deduction. This particular person is over the age of the big 50, so he's getting, or she's getting, the $18,000 plus the $6,000 catch up in the 401k. They've got a mortgage of $925,000. They have real estate taxes of $25,000, paying state income tax of approximately $91,000, and the kids are launched. Sounds like a good scenario. So the front page of the tax return looks like this, assuming no other income from any other sources to make it easy and to make it clean. Now, what you're seeing here is there's the $91,703. Here's the real estate taxes of $25,000. That's the state and local income taxes, the SALT as we all see it, for $116,000. The mortgage interest at $36,000. So you've got a combined $152,000 range of deductions, but because of the income that you're earning, these deductions are phased out and you're only getting about $125,000 of these deductions. So when you look at this tax return, $1,276,000, $124,000 worth of itemized deductions, and taxable income of $1,151,000 with about $401,000 of federal tax due. The pass-through entity. We have a owner of the company earning $270,000, the spouse potentially works in the business as well, earning $75,000. There's an S corporation distribution of approximately $900,000. They're maxing out their 401ks each. They have home mortgage of about $900,000. They're paying real estate taxes of $25,000. And in this particular scenario, they have New Jersey income tax of $85,000. And the kids are launched as well. a worthy goal, right? So this is how this tax return may look, where you've got your W-2, $309,000, and you've got your line 17, one of my favorite lines on the tax return, of approximately $900,000, bringing the total combined income to $1,209,000. Here's where you see the state and local taxes being deducted, the mortgage interest. So now you got about $145,000, $146,000 worth of deductions because you're making a lot of money. That's reduced down to about, phased out down to about $119,000. So when you look at the return, this scenario is paying about $376,000 worth of income tax. And this, the fear that everybody has is that losing the state and local income taxes is going to be a huge problem. So this is a very crude, very basic, very quickly done spreadsheet calculating the four different scenarios and comparing the current income tax rates to the new income tax rates so that you kind of get a handle of what's going on. So I'm just going to walk through this. This is married. I'm focusing on the married filing joint in all of my calculations, as you can tell. So under the current law, the first $19,000 is taxed at 10%, and so is the current tax bill. From $19,000 to $77,000, the old bill was getting taxed at 15%. The new bill is going to be taxed at 12%. From $77,400 to $165,000, the bracket is reducing from 25 to 22. From $165,000 to $315,000, we're seeing a reduction from 28 to 24. From $315,000 to $400,000, you're at 33 versus 32. And in this 400 to 600 range, the old bracket was 33 to 35. And this is 35. And at 470,000 under the old rule, you're at 39.6. And now you don't hit the 39.6 bracket, or you don't hit the top bracket is a better way to say this. You don't hit the 37% bracket until you hit $600,000 worth of income. So less bracket takes longer to get there. More of your income is exposed to taxation. On our YouTube channel, I did a video on the history of the U.S. marginal tax bracket. It's also on the blog on the website. But what I've done here is I've gone back and went to the tax pieces and said, in the retired person, we assumed that they wouldn't take their $10,000 worth of real estate tax. They would just take $24,000 of standard deduction, husband and wife. So reduce the income, the taxable income, down to $152,000. And what we're seeing is there's potentially about a $2,100 a year tax savings for this person. The all W-2, not factoring in the AMT, because I'm not sure how the AMT is going to work yet, but we will be working hard to figure that out. But the old tax was about $70,000. The new tax was looking about $60,000, almost a $9,500 a year tax savings, which I got to say, in the $300,000 income range, it's going to be very helpful for that kind of a tax savings. The big W-2 income, salary, bonus, all taxable, that income looks like the old tax was about $401,000. It'll be looking at about $394,000. About a $7,000 savings. The pass-through entity, lawyer, doctor, financial advisor, not benefiting at all from the reduced capital gain rate. And I did see something where if the income is below $315,000, you could benefit from the capital gain rate at the 21%, but it's kind of like close to where you would be if you were at that level as well. So I'm not sure about that yet. But in this scenario, the pastor entity that is not exempt saves approximately $5,000 worth of taxation. This is something that we think could potentially really provide a lot of increased savings. All of this, that what we're seeing, and I think I skipped over it at the beginning, is sunsetting or reverting, you know, expiring in 2025. So this is, as it sits, this is in essence, a wonderful opportunity for temporary reduction, which will allow for increased savings, decreased withdrawals, more enjoyment with the savings that's happening. So let's just do a quick review of the bracket comparisons. And what we have here is a married filing joint. This is the current brackets. And what you'll notice is that a married filing joint person enters the 25% bracket at adjusted gross income over $75,000. They enter the 28% bracket at everything over $153,000. So as a comparison, as you could see, from $75,000 to $153,000, that income is being taxed at the 25% marginal bracket. That's where the last dollars are being taxed. That same income from $77,000 to $165,000, slightly different, is only being taxed at 22%, so about a 3% reduction in the bracket. You don't get to the, you know, then you're at the 24, and looking at this from an adjusted gross income perspective, everything over $470,000 is taxed at 39.6, where everything over $600,000 is now going to be taxed at 37%, which is a nice reduction in the top rate. A few of the things that we wanted to do were not available. They've come out and said you can't prepay your real estate taxes and get a deduction for 2017. You can't prepay your New Jersey or state level tax and get a deduction for 2018. But let's be very clear. You should pay all estimated state level taxes before the year end and anything that you think you may owe above and beyond that estimated tax. Really important to get that in and paid for before the end of the year, because if it's paid for before the end of the year, you should get a deduction on your personal return for 2017. It's an opportunity to consider refinancing your mortgage up to the, if you haven't optimized the tax deduction for the mortgage that has been preserved up to $750,000. Pass-through entities should pay as many expenses as they can before year end to maximize or minimize the tax for this calendar year. And I think it's really worth a good review with your accountant and your attorney and your wealth advisor to really understand, is the entity that you have maximized or optimized for the upcoming tax law? There's a lot of questions, a lot of opportunity in this to pay less taxes. Strategy is going to become one of the most important pieces. We'd really like to set up a review with anybody that wants to review their current strategy to understand the impact of the taxation. We look forward to seeing you, and we're going to be putting out a couple more videos with the information on the estate tax side and the rental properties. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.